Chapter 8. I stayed at the Steerforth house for a week. Then I went to Yarmouth. Steerforth decided to come with me. He wanted to see poor people in their natural environment. I went to Peggotty's house on my own and gave Steerforth directions so that he could come along later. On my way to Mr. Barkis and Peggotty's house, I went past Mr. Omer's shop. I went in to thank him for looking after me when my mother had died. Emily Peggotty is working for me now. She is learning to be a dressmaker. Half the women in Yarmouth hate Emily because she is beautiful, Mr. Omer told me. If she wasn't trying to be a rich lady, they wouldn't hate her, his daughter said. I was too shy to see Emily while I was there, so I went on to see Peggotty. She was cooking dinner when I knocked on her door. It had been 7 years since I last saw her, and she didn't know who I was at first. When she finally realized who I was, she was so happy to see me. She took me to see Mr. Barkis. He was very ill and in bed. He was happy to see me as well. Mr. Barkis had a box full of money under the bed, although he had said that they were very poor. Steerforth came over after dinner and he was nice enough to Peggotty and Mr. Barkis. We stayed there for a few hours and then went to the Peggotty boathouse. We sneaked up to the front door and saw that everyone in the house was very happy. Emily and Ham were holding hands. Emily left the room as I opened the front door, and we walked in. David! Ham shouted, and everyone came over to greet us. Dan was happy to have us there. He told me that Ham and Emily were getting married. Emily and Mrs. Gummidge met Steerforth. Emily was shy to begin with, but Steerforth was charming, and soon she relaxed. Emily and I talked about our adventures on the beach and how in love I was with her. At midnight, I went back to Mr. Barkis's house, and Steerforth went to the hotel. We walked part of the way together. Emily could do better than Ham, Steerforth told me, as we talked about them getting married. We stayed in Yarmouth for 2 weeks. Steerforth went sailing with the fishermen, and I spent some time with Peggotty and Mr. Barkis. I went on long walks, and there were days when I didn't know where Steerforth was. One day, I came back to Dan's house and found Steerforth sitting by the fire. He was in a terrible mood. I wish I had a good father, he said. It was dinner time, but we didn't know where anyone was. Mrs. Gummidge came home and told us that Ham and Dan were coming back from fishing. I took Steerforth back to his hotel. He told me, I don't want to leave Yarmouth. I like going out on the sea every day. I bought a boat here. When will you come down here again? I asked. My boat is called Little Emily. My servant is here looking after the boat for me, Steerforth replied. He didn't want to answer any questions about the boat. Emily and Ham walked past us, and Emily wouldn't hold Ham's hand when she saw Steerforth. As they went past us, a strange woman started following them. We got back to the hotel, and Steerforth's servant said, Miss Moucher is here. What on earth is she doing here? Steerforth asked. Miss Moucher was 40 years old and was born in Yarmouth. She came to see Steerforth after dinner. She did makeup and hair for many rich people. She told Steerforth that he would be bald already if it wasn't for her. She got out a potion and started rubbing it onto Steerforth's head. Steerforth told her about how beautiful Emily was and all about who she was marrying. When she was done, Steerforth paid her and she left. Steerforth laughed after she left, and I went back to Mr. Barkis's house. Ham was waiting outside Mr. Barkis's house. He told me that Emily was talking to a woman and he was waiting for her. The woman was called Martha Endell. She used to work in Mr. Omer's shop and was the strange woman who had followed Emily and Ham. She had been in prison for committing a crime and had come to Emily for help. Dan wouldn't want Emily talking to Martha, so they had gone to Mr. Barkis's house to talk. It was clear Ham didn't like it either. I waited outside with Ham until Peggotty came to get us. Peggotty, Martha, and Emily had all been crying. Martha couldn't stay in Yarmouth anymore, so Ham gave Emily some money to give to Martha. Martha left and Emily cried even more. When Emily had finished crying, she kissed Ham on the cheek and leaned against him as she had never done before.